are tuning in on CBS Radio. We're coming in a little late. We're already in process. And what happens on this evening is that we are actually on a telephone conference, and there are people all over the United States tuned into this conference, and we're putting the conference out live on streaming audio on the Internet. And this conference is, we call it a conference, but it's really, the purpose of it is to create what I would call a communion of souls. And if this is a new concept for anyone listening, let me just use the conference call. Some of you may be aware of this, and some of you, this may be new information, but we exist as humans in our bodies and also in other dimensions. You may have heard the term astral plane, causal plane, but we can't see ourselves in these other dimensions. But there are signals and there are ways that people have validated that this is true. When you get intuitive flash, it's coming from other dimensions. When you have a psychic interaction where you think of somebody and suddenly they phone you, the two of you were meeting in another dimension to have that signal actually get through. And so there's many instances. Another one is synchronicities, where you have an intuition to go somewhere or do something, and suddenly you pick exactly the right moment, and you meet someone or something happens that is kind of beyond coincidence. So the intent of this line is for those who are participating on it to meet in another dimension. Now, when you meet in another dimension, it's not exactly like meeting in Starbucks, because we're talking about meeting in a non-physical area. And so this is something you have to kind of tune your antennas to see if it's really happening. Maybe it's not. Maybe we're all delirious. And maybe it is. So this is something anyone who's listening for the first time, just go along. We're going to be on for about another 45 minutes. Pay attention very closely to the energy and the space around you during this call. Because we're not just meeting with each other in these other dimensions. We might be meeting with these group souls who also exist in other dimensions, who have agreed to join us when we meet. Now, how do you get a group soul to agree to join you? I've had the unusual experience for the past 5 years of having them speak to me. This is not something that I sought out, wanted to happen, or even dreamed was possible. And when it started happening, I approached it with tremendous skepticism, doubt, and it occurred through the circumstance of people that I was closely associated with, two people in particular, that suddenly started to speak to me with a voice and a consciousness that was coming through them, that was not them, or they didn't believe it was them. And this consciousness was very wise, very understanding, and sometimes could predict the future, and sometimes could do a healing of some sort for a request. For those of you listening that would like to read more about this, we have a website up called higher-vision.org. And on the website, you'll find the story of what happened to me and how it happened. Also, some of the original transcripts of these conversations. Now, the voice that was speaking to me identified itself. There was actually different identifications. The one that's been the most regular has been the Council of Elohim. And the Council of Elohim, when I looked up the word Elohim, I found on Google the definition, the creator God of our realm. And I wasn't sure if that's who I was really talking to, but that's who they said they were. So I put together lots of questions, like assuming that maybe they were who they said they were. And I asked questions like, well, how did you create this realm? How did we get stuck here? What's happening on our planet? And I came up with a little booklet, which is called Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which is available at higher-vision.org for free. And you can read it and decide yourself if it makes sense. A lot of people read it, and they do think it makes sense. And in fact, there's explanations and understandings for the way things work on the other side and how the other side interacts with this side that have really never been, to my knowledge, presented to mankind. And it fits in with things like religion and spirituality, but it's kind of an added to information. And as I watched the congruity and the consistency of the information, my opinion and faith kept increasing that maybe, in fact, I was talking to who they say they are. And they don't identify themselves as God to me in the way that religion normally would think of God. They are a group soul. They say that they're pure energy. They exist outside of time. In other words, our realm, we experience time, but it's an illusion. It's just so we can experience things. There are many dimensions stacked on top of each other, and time moves at different speeds in all these dimensions. And at the very top level, time stops. There is no time. And consciousness starts where time stops, at the very top level. And then it subdivides and subdivides into billions upon billions upon billions of separate consciousness units, of which we are pretty close to the bottom of the rung, being a human on planet Earth. But the part of us that exists through the veil is tapping in to all those other levels. Now, of course, we can't see it. And so the question is, how do you know you are? And this is where you have to do your own testing, your own validation. In certain ways, everybody knows what it's like to be one with someone else or a group of people. We've all experienced a feeling of surrender to something greater than ourselves, even if it's just being in the audience of a music concert where the music is touching the audience if the music is of the right caliber, then everyone in that audience will feel a sense of oneness with each other. Or a movie, everyone in a movie, a good movie. Or if you're intimate, or if you love your animals, you understand the feeling of oneness. And love at higher levels gets to be a connection that exists even outside a physical proximity, where you think of somebody and they feel it. And so we all have some experience, however we use our vocabulary to describe it, of existing in other dimensions. And so most of my life I've been aware of this. I've had many synchronicities, many miracles, but never ever did I consider that there was an intelligence that I could actually, I personally could actually communicate with. And the only time I've actually accepted or was that was brought to my awareness was through my study of Edgar Cayce many years ago. Because Edgar Cayce proved to me that there was an intelligence speaking through him that was omniscient, aware, and could not possibly be a product of his own consciousness. And those of you who know anything about me know that I have a book out right now entitled The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, where the case is made that Edgar Cayce is back in a body and reincarnated. And it was 2 years into writing this book that the contact was made directly with me. And I learned that through the period I was writing the book, that I was under observation. Now, being under observation by sources on the other side is kind of a strange phenomena. You suddenly realize there's a consciousness watching you, with you, communing with you. Now, in the course of all my conversations with this voice that identified itself as the Elohim, they started to tell me that they were with me. And I wasn't sure how to prove that. Can't see them. You can't hear them. Of course, I could hear them when they talked to me through somebody. And they said, well, we're an energy in your space. If you can tune into the energy of your space, it would be like a huge orb dropping into my space. And then I started to become sensitive to that energy. And I asked, well, this seems like it's an important thing to share with people. And I asked if I did a conference call, would they be on the conference call? Would they look at the people that were on the call that wanted to be looked at? They won't violate your free will. So if you're self-conscious or you feel your privacy is being invaded, they're not going to bother with you. But if you're open to being connected with, there's a good chance while you're on this call or after this call, or if you study the materials on our website, something will happen that you'll know that you're not anonymous to them. Now, in order for them to see you, they don't look at your body. They look at the part of you that's your energy field that you can't see, but exists nonetheless. And your energy field penetrates through this veil that keeps us in this realm kind of in a kind of jail because we don't even know that there's anything beyond this. There's a huge amount of people on this planet that believe all there is to life is a physical body, and when they die, they turn into worms or dirt. And I know that's not true. I know that we continue, that our soul comes back and reincarnates. Of course, how I know that, I don't have time to really explain. It's not the scope of this particular call to explain that. I do recommend, if you're fascinated with this topic, that you research and read my book, because it makes extremely good case that Edgar Cayce is back in a body, and the circumstances tying David Wilcock to Edgar Cayce are billions to one. And if you really want to prove to yourself that reincarnation is real, there's a huge amount of resources that you can go into the web. There's a Dr. Ian Stevenson who did study of young children who were prodigies or knew things that they shouldn't have known, and pretty well proved that those children had remembered parts of their past lives. So here we are on this line, and we're like saying, maybe this is true. Maybe right now, everyone on this line, everyone on the phone, everyone listening on the internet, and I, maybe we're meeting right now in another dimension. Now, in the physical realm, when that starts to happen, there is a shift in the environment. There's a stillness in your body. Some people get goosebumps. Some people feel a pressure on their head. There's a space around you. Very quiet. Notice the spaces in between my words. They're not empty. There's something in this space. And maybe in that space, we're feeling this group energy that we're creating. Now, as we create this group energy, we open up. If you don't have to open up. Those that want to open up to having these group souls join with us. And we always ask for energies to join with us that are service to others, operating for the highest good of the evolution of ourselves and mankind. Because it is possible to join with a negative source. And if your intent is not positive, if you wanted to use a connection like this for your own self-serving purposes, you would greatly increase the chances of connecting with something negative on the other side. So myself, I'm putting out this with a very strong intent to uplift this planet with this energy. That it radiates out and touches the heart of each of us and those in our space. Because this planet is very deficient in this kind of experience. People on this planet are cut off from the higher parts of themselves, many of them. They're living in isolation. They're living with ambitions that have nothing to do with making these kinds of connections, just ambitions of worldly acquisition. And yet, we, as humans, are the lightning rod. These energies can only come to our planet. Let me not say only, but significant connection between the other dimensions and the Earth are humans. Our energies. When we are open, when our chakras are open, we are healing ourselves. We are healing our planet. We are healing those people around us. Not because of anything we believe, but because of the vibration that we generate in our state. And it's my hope that this conference call might become a reference point for that vibration so that you can feel it and you can remember and you can tune to it in your own life outside of this brief moment we spend on a call. Now, what we have been doing, and I say we've been doing a conference call for over a year now. And there's a number of people that have been checking in regularly and have noticed this energy and have integrated it to a much greater extent into their lives, have noticed the shifts in their lives, have noticed the shifts in relationships around them. Some of them have had little miraculous things happen. And we decided, I asked the question, well, in terms of healing of the planet, suppose I go with someone else and we go to a physical location somewhere with a bunch of people on the conference call airing this energy. Does that help heal that location? And so they said it did. So we did this in New York City, where we drove around and we went to the Brooklyn Bridge. We went to the World Trade Center site. And we did a channeling. And since I'm talking about a voice that speaks to me, this voice has spoken to this group, and it's spoken through my friend Daphne, and I'm going to play a CD of, or a recording of how they, one of the examples of how they actually speak. If you go to the website, there's quite a few channelings up, and you can actually listen to them and understand this was not something I thought out. It just thrust itself upon me. And I'm here, an observer, saying, I think this is important enough to share with others. And that's why I'm doing this. And on that note, let me start. This is not very long, but it's very powerful.
We greet you in the name of the One Infinite Creator. This is the Council of On of the Council of the Elohim. And we wish to share with you this day are great, great joy in seeing such enabled people with such pointed directives, anchoring their Christed selves directly into the consciousness of Mother Gaia. We perceive the unity, a unified field being built through this group, and we see it growing stronger day by day, week by week, month by month. As you gradually transform yourselves, your environments, your families, you impact also the physical locale of your place of residence, your places of travel, your places of vocation. And by pure loving intent, produce a vibratory field which uplifts and enhances and dispels negative influence from all those whom you come into meaningful contact with. We perceive you at first as pinpricks of light, but those pinpricks are growing ever stronger, ever brighter, first as incandescent bulbs, then as focused halogen lamps, then in some instances, and we shall call a name, and we hope not to embarrass this individual, those as Terry and as Gino, as focused lasers, which we can see almost all of the time. This is our wish for you, that you become as focused lasers, aiming at all times towards each other and towards the Christ grid of Gaia, for she is indeed evolving, for she is indeed ascending, and you are the propelling agents. You are the rocket boosters pulling this energetic to take place. Can you still hear us?
Yes, we can.
We sense disruption in the environment. For the individuals involved, we would ask that they take a moment every day of their own choosing, be it 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and quietly, in the silence of their own sanctuary, connect with us. Ask for our help. Ask for our intervention. Ask for our blessing. For we are indeed ever present and ever availed to you simply by your request. We bless you. We thank you. And we would love to end this with a gratitude, with a thankfulness, with a loving hopefulness of that which you are in the process of creating. For you are indeed extensions of ourselves, and we were once, you are now. We send infinite and help and infinite patience. We shall end this with an open.
Going to do an invocation. Many of you are already in the experience, but we'll put it in words. This invocation, I call it calling in of the light. And then we're going to take the group energy that we have created on this line, and we're going to project it. Different trouble spots in the world, and to those areas of people that are on the line, on the phone line, who will have the opportunity to put personal situations or people in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line and lift all negativity to the higher realms of light to be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in a flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our solar system, through each of the planets, finally to the outer energy field of planet Earth. Through our bodies, to the crystalline core of planet Earth. And we join our energies together right now, those who are free willing to do so, to create a group energy. And as we join together, our energies are connecting through these lines, these grid lines, all over our planet, all over our country. And we are creating a field that can blend with the Council of Elohim and the Ra group. These are the two groups that we have learned are working closely with our planet. And as we blend, we now multiply our intention many, many times Because as we have intentions which are of a planetary nature for the highest good of all concerned, they will join with our intentions and help bring them to fruition. Of course, in the past, this was called prayer. But this is not God in the way religion has made God out to be. These are billions of energies, like ourselves, paying attention to us and wanting to uplift this planet, to help us uplift it. But they need us as co-creators, just as we need each other. So the purpose of this call is to create a co-creative model that we all participate in with them. And we send this light all around our planet for the principle of peace. We send this light to the Middle East. We send it to the leaders of the Middle East, that they might be touched in their compassionate hearts and be enabled to perceive their enemies, who they see as their enemies, as an extension of themselves. Send this light to Washington, D.C. We see it descending on the White House, on Congress, and the Supreme Court, that it may touch those people who are decision makers to make compassionate decisions. We send this light to Los Angeles, to Wilshire Boulevard, to Santa Monica Pier. We send it to some of the locations we visited on our grid healing, like the St. Louis Arch, the United Nations, the World Trade Center site. And on that note, we will call on some of the people that are on the line and give them the opportunity to put circumstances and situations in the light. Maybe before we do that, before we call on those people, those of you who are listening on BBS radio, for this moment, since you can't talk to me, take a moment and hold in your consciousness circumstances that you would like to put in the light for the highest good of all concerned. Perhaps there's people that need healing, or personal relationships that could be improved, or your finances, or your own health. Just for a moment, connect with this energy and intend to get support for your own request. We'll take a moment of silence. So at this moment, I unmuted everybody, and I'd like to give the people who are on the phone line the opportunity to put something of their own circumstance. They're on a planetary level in the light. Anna in Berkeley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I would like to put all our service to other groups in the light, and all whales in the light, and I'd like to put my friend Mickey K. Tin in the light also. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bonnie and Quincy?
Yes, I'd like to put in Joe Krieger, Abby, and Dana Bach, and all the rodents, the rats, mice, and rabbits in the light.
Okay. And Jerry Brown?
I would like to put in the light everyone that is reaching out for help on the planet.
Thank you. And Roseanne?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, I'd like to put Celeste in the light for healing and for Laura for mental healing.
Okay, thank you. And Robert in Cleveland?
Yes, I'd like to put my daughter Fiona in the light, and Gavin, my son, and their mother Carol Ann, and my friend Carol. Thank you.
Thank you. And Wayne?
Yes, I'd like to put the plant kingdom throughout the world, the animal kingdom, and also send our love and our gratitude to Ra and Elohim and all the interdimensional groups that are assisting us in this time of transition. Thank you.
Okay. And Samuel in Phoenix.
Yes, I'd like to place myself and my family into the light. I'd also like to place all those who are service others in the light, and all creatures in the animal kingdom, and maybe the kingdoms that we're unaware of who are here supporting us humans in our transition.
Thank you, Samuel. And Diane.
I think I'd like to put Leah, Tawny, and Baby Grace, David and Linda, the dolphins and the whales, and Mother Earth.
Thank you. And Wesley?
Yes, I'd like to put Wynn and Daphne and Terry in the light. And I'd like to put Wayne and Suzanne and Karen and Gino in the light. And everyone else who's on the line, and those who aren't able to be on the line tonight.
Thank you. Gino?
I'd like to put everybody on the everybody who's on the line, all the listeners, people held against their will, Jeff for physical healing, our situation right now as a family, and just a lot of gratitude for the support that I've been receiving. Thanks.
Great. Claudia?
Yes, I would like to put in the light my entire family, my husband Gino, Kendra for her birthday, and my gratitude to everybody. Thank you.
Kendra?
I'd like to put my parents in the light. AJ's grandma, June, and all of my cousins. Thank you.
Thank you. And Jackie?
I'd like to send love and light to my father, John, and my appreciation and gratitude to all the service to others interdimensionals that are assisting us, and everyone listening tonight. Thank you.
Suzanne?
Yes, I'd like to put my entire family and my grandchild, Jubilee, in the light, also Karen's court case, and all those that can't be with us, those wanderer souls that are looking to fulfill their mission on Earth, and all the aged and all the newborns and those that have passed over.
Great. And Matt?
Yes, I would like to put the star seed of the Elohim and the Ra in the light. They might find myself. And I would also like to put all my meetings of a meaningful nature.
Great. Did anyone check in while I was talking that would like to say their name and put something in the light?
Hi, Wynn. This is Dee from North Carolina.
Hi, Dee.
Hi. I'd like to put everyone who is in need of a healing of any form into the light.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Carol from Cleveland Heights.
Hi, Carol.
I'd like to put in the transition to environmentally friendly energy in the light. Myself for my birthday, and there's an echo. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll put the echoes in the light, huh?
Yes.
You get two requests for the price of one. Anyone else on there?
Debbie in L.A.
I knew you were on, Debbie.
Oh!
I can feel your energy.
Oh, well, I just still like to put, I feel like the wafting soul of my friend that passed a couple of weeks ago in the light, and my sister and myself in going through some situations here. And also, again, Mother Earth in whatever incarnation she's basically going through with.
Okay.
Alrighty, the environment. Alrighty.
Okay. So on that note, I think we covered everybody. And we actually say goodbye to everybody on the BBS network. And just to tell you again, the website is higher-vision.org. You're welcome to call in on the phone if you like and email Suzanne, whose email is listed on the website. I recommend, if all this is intriguing, that you read my book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And I thank BBS and Don Newsome for giving this opportunity to be on the air tonight. God bless you all, and good night.